Okay, move on to M1, as pulled by the public and by Mr. Segura. Is that correct?
Yes, the first speaker is Howard Bannister.
Thank you. My name's Howard Bannister. I'm a special education teacher and head football coach at Chula Vista High School. Thank you for you guys' time. I know I'm here to support your approval of this agenda item and the upgrades for facilities. I know we've already heard a few members talk about, you know, facilities versus sports. And I don't think it's either or. I think it's both. And you can't do them all at the same time. Castle Park, Chula Vista, Mar Vista and Southwest need your help. It needs to get done. It's needed to be done, and I'm glad that you guys are moving forward with this. There's a lot of reasons why we should do it. One, you know, going on the facilities issue, I teach in the 100 building at Chula Vista High School, probably the oldest building in the entire district. Yes, it needs help. Yes, I have my challenges teaching in it, but I've never had a student tear an ACL walking into that classroom. Sports facilities are also classrooms. I think that's oftentimes overlooked. I'm here today with one of my fellow coaches and PE teacher, APE teacher as well, Scott Quinlan. It's hard to look out. I'll be in the 1800 building sometimes looking out on the field and seeing him take kids on walkers and in wheelchairs around a dirt track that's uneven. And it's hard on those kids to get that done. They deserve the same kind of facilities that everyone else is. Everyone thinks it's just sports. It's also a classroom for those classes. And the real reason for me is as a coach, it's injuries. Injuries are a real threat. We've had myself, I've experienced four season-ending injuries since 2017, which were non-contact, which means that they were literally just running on the field, fell into a small divot or a change in elevation, and it created an issue that ended their season, whether it be a knee, an ankle, or something else. We had a home game in 2018 versus La Jolla Country Day that was delayed. Almost didn't play the game because the visiting team refused to play until our facilities folks came out and put sand into the uneven areas on the field because they would not allow their players to play on that field. Our field is also so bad that the only sport using that facility at our school is football. We're the only ones brave enough to use it. Everyone else uses the side fields off of Fifth Avenue. And lastly, it's time. It's time. There's four grass fields left in the entire county. They're all on the west side of the 805. And our kids deserve the same safe facilities that the Eastside School kids have as well. I know I've been personally critical of you guys in the past to get this done, but I applaud you now for moving forward with this to get it done, and I hope we can do it for all the kids. They deserve the same as everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Lee Joe. I'm sorry, Joy.
Is it okay to remove the mask while I talk? I'm Mary Lee Joy. My son is currently a varsity football player with Coach Bannister. My son has actually gotten hurt on the field last year. So I'm asking you guys, I'm also supporting you guys as well for helping us getting this pushed forward. I was currently on KUSI News. I don't know if you guys seen it. I was the one. We want our sons and all of our kids to be safe on the fields. Like, we talk about lawsuits with the special ed. What about a lawsuit if a kid's hurt on the field? That could be just as damaging as a lawsuit somewhere else. So we're asking for our kids to be able to be safe, to be able to play somewhere safe. My son gets nervous every time he goes out just to practice. So we're just asking for all of the kids to have fields that are safe, just like the other schools do. It's not fair. My son and the other kids, and also one of the parents that are right here, I believe her son was hurt also last year. I almost fell last year. I asked you guys to just take a walk on the field and just run across it and tell me if you don't lose your balance or you don't fall. Then make your decision. But I'm asking you to please just keep in mind that my sons and their sons and everybody else's kids and the future kids, they need to be safe. Because if it was your children or somebody else's children, we want all of our children to be safe. So it's important. We need it. It's time. And thank you for supporting us.
Thank you.
Kathleen Cheers.
In reviewing this agenda item, a few questions, concerns raised my ire. I would encourage all to Google search the bond language of BB, O, and DD. It all reads the same. We have voted in $1 billion, that's with a B, as in boy, to $281 million in taxes, state matching funds included. So you tell me, where's the beef? The only reason this board is now indicating they are prepared to throw a minuscule amount of money to classrooms and buildings is because they are feeling the heat of negative press. Then there is the $28 million you are using of DD bond dollars to negate the L Street debt. That does not fall under any criteria of the bond language. With no disrespect meant to Ms. Carbuccia or any other legal counsel this board may have on hand to respond, you read to me where in the DD language it identifies L Street debt payoff as a legal use. Remember, we are a meat and potatoes community. Don't give me a bunch of legal BS. Simply pull up the bond language and point it out. Stop, think of what that $28 million as a new classroom building would serve. This board is preoccupied with building Taj Mahal's honoring your legacy. But au contraire, it is the Securities and Exchange Commission investigation. It is the fact you refused to do a forensic audit when you first took office after your predecessors borrowed Prop BB&O monies, instead wanting to turn a blind eye. It is the deficit you refused to recognize for years. It is the fact you have allowed the campuses of Granger, Mar Vista, Mar Vista Academy to deteriorate, and now added to the list is the fact that a heroic CPH community stood up and said, no, we are not accepting the reprehensible conditions you expect our students and teachers to exist in every day. That, board members, is your legacy. I agree sports is important, but so is education. You can do both, as the coach from Chula Vista High School indicated. Legality is important. Lack of it brought others and more down before you. Neighbors, take a couple minutes to review your tax bill. Are you prepared to add more of your hard-earned money to the payment due? In the words of Angela Bassett, buckle up, Buttercup. Sweetwater is rumored to be preparing to ask for yet another bond. And renters, those costs will be funneled down to you as rent increases. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Nick Marinovich.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for letting me speak tonight. I'm having a deja vu looking at this item. When I first started with the school district back in 2005, there was a controversy over building a gym at Mar Vista High School when there were all these other needs with bond money. So I look at this item, and I guess if there's one concept I want the board to think about is process matters. And what's important, and if you're going to be spending $100 million, step one, and this is really in a set of questions, have you done a comprehensive facility condition assessment, soup to nuts, on every damn building in the district to determine what it needs, whether it should be torn down, and what it would cost before you commit to a specific project list? Secondly, L Street defeasance, as Kathleen Shears mentioned. I think I might have found a clue. Maybe most, and I'm young, all myself too. Is there, within the bond project list is a phrase, consolidate district operation by centralizing administrative programs and offices at a single site location. That's a district office, okay? Third item, where was the facility subcommittee in developing this project list? They barely meet. They barely meet. That's not what they're supposed to do, or that was envisioned when that committee was founded. Another question. Where is the Bond Oversight Committee, MIA, on this, and the oversight function? Not blaming totally the committee, because you totally discouraged them from bond oversight. Question. What was the real, like, recent public input on what the project list should be? I don't think it's occurred. Finally, or second to finally, what is the analysis post-pandemic on what is the education plan for this district? Are we going to be doing things differently that would impact our facility? I don't see any in analysis. And sort of in conclusion, you know, can you come before the public and say, you know what, gave us $404 million. We're going to spend the first $100 million. Half is going to be on athletic facilities. Nothing wrong with athletic facilities. But, you know, when you vote, you don't just vote for athletic facilities and hear the very touching stories by problems. It's the whole public as students who go to the bathroom and can hardly stand it. Okay? And you make your priority these stadiums. I don't get it. You've lost touch with reality, just like the poor, in some ways, the board that preceded you. And I just, you know, in closing, I just want to say your legacy on this board will be how you handle the spending the bond money in the coming months. Thank you.
Thank you.
No further speakers.
All right.